Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. For the past few years, Sales 2.0 has been all the rage with its electronic approach to marketing. We've been wrapped up with how low cost and quick email and web marketing are, and with trying to reach the widest audience possible with our banner ads and our websites. Meanwhile, traditional marketing, such as print, has gone by the wayside. Now, electronic marketing is efficient, yes. Not enough companies, however, have measured the actual effectiveness of all of these digital campaigns. And sure, we might have millions of web hits and send millions of emails, but relying only on this electronic approach, our response rates are actually dropping and they're not as strong as print marketing. You know, according to the Chief Marketing Officer Council, targeted direct print mail has a 4.4% response rate versus 0.12% for email. And 79% of consumers act on direct mail, whereas only 45% have the same response with email. If you look at the telephone as well, there's always a much higher response rate on the phone than an email, yet salespeople still are clinging to electronic messaging because they see it as efficient. They can do more in less time. But we need to get back to effectiveness. Why is this? Well, our electronic content is being filtered into spam folders. Let's face it, if you're Canadian or you're selling to Canadians, you're paying attention to the new can spam or castle laws that are in effect. People are tired of receiving online newsletters. We're adding more businesses to our list that are of irrelevant prospects. And you know what? In my opinion, Sales 2.0 is done. Fine. It's over. It's time for Sales 3.0. And Sales 3.0 is a balance between old and new. It's this ubiquitous sales and marketing message that I've been talking about for the last few months. With Sales 3.0, let's keep all this electronic sales, electronic marketing. I'm not telling you to get rid of your websites or stop emailing. However, I am telling you we need to balance with other approaches. John Wanamaker famously said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. The trouble is, I just don't know what half." What he meant was you need to be ubiquitous in your marketing. So in addition to all the electronic marketing, all the great Sales 2.0 techniques that you've been taught, give equal emphasis to phone calls and print marketing. Just the other day, I was speaking to a client of mine whose sales reps are scared to pick up the phone. Sales are down. Prospects are not being reached out to, but no one is picking up the phone. They think that email is the way to go. But if email was working, sales would be up, and they're not. So print marketing and the telephone have to balance the electronic work that you're doing. I know some of you are thinking, print marketing? Ah! You might be cringing, picturing the associated cost. But you know what? Print marketing can be a good thing, and here's why. It forces companies to become more targeted. Let's face it, it's more expensive, and so you're not going to send a million people a million pieces of print marketing. Rather, you're going to send a few thousand or even a few hundred to your best prospects. The cost makes you more aware of the campaign's effectiveness. You pay more attention to the return on the investment. With targeted print marketing, you also need to know your audience. Executives tell me they pay attention to the items that appear customized for their needs. If it looks like you took the time to understand your prospects versus just an anonymous item or a big postcard in the mail, they'll pick up that brochure or their catalog. One of my clients is a software provider in the home healthcare market, which tends to be really low tech. Therefore, they're using a low-tech marketing approach. Sure, they have email addresses and they have a great website and they're using detailed sales analytics and Salesforce.com. But they also find that postcards and direct print marketing work the best for lead generation. Even though this company has cycled through three VPs of sales that have each said, hey, you know what? We need to do webinars. We need to do banner ads. We need to do email marketing. Those approaches have always failed to generate the leads because they're aimed at the wrong audience. The VP, of course, leaves because sales drop, and the sales team returns to postcards with better results. Another reason to add print marketing into your sales marketing mix is because the ubiquitous sales 3.0 approach is that it gives your company an edge on the competition. Print has been out of fashion for so long, there's less noise in the marketplace, and so you'll be noticed. But just as with electronic marketing, you should think in terms of selling your people on your company. This especially goes for young companies who have solely relied on electronic or email marketing. One of the best ways to attract consumers is to add value with client feedback. Include as many testimonials and case studies as you can. You know that I've been a huge advocate of testimonials and case studies in emails that you send, on your websites, in your webinars, in anything electronic. And you should be doing the same thing in any print marketing brochures or booklets, postcards, or letters that are going out in the mail. The savviest clients I work with recognize the importance of targeting companies at different levels in order to increase response. They create a list of their best buyers, and they'll send them email, they'll maybe call them, and they'll send a print piece. All of that could happen over a 5 to 7 day period. For example, the email might go out on a Tuesday. A follow-up phone call might go out on a Thursday and the print mail piece on a Monday. By increasing their marketing approaches, they increase the cadence in which they can contact the buyer. If you sent 3 emails in 3 days, that would overwhelm a company and come off as desperate. But an email, a call, and a print piece won't, because it's a variety of media types. Each one of them feels differently to the buyer. So remember the sales 3.0 approach. Keep the electronic, but give phone calls and print their equal share in your company's marketing. A friend of mine with a small consulting firm in Germany always sends out an 8-page newsletter in printed format. And you know what? He just landed the company's biggest client, a 6-figure piece of business, because the buyer happened to read the print newsletters. Just goes to show you, you never know where your next prospect is going to come from. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.